players have been very clear about what this is really about.
Right.
But it seems like what happened the other day, and even, you know, today, just coach talking about doing the right thing, that it kind of gets conflated with something else. Is that frustrating?
Nah, that's a good question. but nah, for me, it's just, you know, obviously, it's already been stated what this is about. You know, it's bigger than us. You know, a lot of people try to make it about something else than what it is. But for me and my brothers, we know in our hearts why we're doing it, why we started to, you know, take this stance. And, you know, we're not going to let it get distorted if we have to find different methods, different ways to, you know, get our message across and still continue to work in the community. We're going to do that. But not gonna get emotionally hijacked right now about it. Not going to make comments. You know, just going to keep doing what we got to do.
You had done some other stuff last year.
Oh, in the community? About community? Sure,
yeah.
For sure.
Is that like a scholarship thing and all?
Yeah, exactly.
You still doing that?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Oh, I can talk about that. Yeah, now definitely going to do scholarships. This organization is trying to work with me to try to, like, do some, like, personal scholarships in our community. I'm trying to do one back in my hometown. I believe Miami's going to give their first one out this offseason that I had a, you know, big part of establishing out there. So, nah, like, the work in the community, that's what me and my brothers, we're going to continue to do. No doubt.
It's a big platform.
I love it, man. Like, this is a, you know, one of the videos we watched, they said, you know, you can make it here, you can make it anywhere, but, you know, obviously it starts on the field, but definitely plan on, you know, learning as much as I can, you know, making a huge impact on the field, trying to help this team win, but definitely using this New York platform, you know, to make a big change.
How has it been on the field? Is it a new system for you?
Oh, definitely. I mean, great having Coach Lou out here, you know, seeing a familiar face, but, you know, getting to learn how all my new brothers, you know, work, you know, between Landon and all the DBs and, you know, getting to compete with them, special teams, man, like, all those guys competing hard. You know, we're gonna try to, you know, work hard, set a new standard out here compared to, you know, what's been done in the past. And, you know, we're all learning right now. We're all working and learning. So I love it, man.
This is a secondary that had a lot of strife last year, right? How are you helping to sort of piece that back together?
A lot of people bringing that up, man. And, you know, since I've been here, haven't seen any of that. You know, it's a lot of young guys, and it's crazy that I'm 28, but, you know, I'm looked at as like a vet, you know, like one of the old guys in the room. They call me Uncle Mike and stuff like that. It's crazy. But just trying to bring some leadership, being a good teammate, having them, if they got questions, you know, being able to answer them for them, things that I've seen, things I've experienced, trying to let them know, like, hey, the coach is saying it this way. I'm telling you, you should probably do it this way because coach is looking. You know what I'm saying? Like, just anything that I can give from my experience, from my wisdom, just try to give it to him. That's it.
There's going to be some versatility in the secondary, too, the idea of moving around. Can you fit in at safety? You fit in at corner? Where do you fit in?
I'm going to tell you like this, man. I love this defense, man. Coach Best got a lot of moving parts. And, a lot of the DBs love this defense, so I'm excited to get out there, move around, and, you know, show them that, you know, wherever they need me, we're going safety, nickel, you know, slot, it doesn't matter. I'm ready to play, contribute, help this team win.
Mike, Eli Apple had some issues last year, as you know. What's your impression of him?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I've heard things about it, but since I've been here, I mean, talented young kid, personable, great teammate, like, one of the dudes I've connected with. Haven't seen it. Coaches haven't seen it. So, I mean, when you're losing, I don't care what team you're on. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's tough. It's tough, man. And true colors come out, and, you know, some things get blown out of proportion. But for me, so far, I see a dude that's going out there competing, making plays. You know, he's willing to get better. You know, I've heard from a bunch of teammates, they're saying, dang, like, last year he wouldn't have did that. You know, he's really getting better. So that's what I've seen so far.
We know your skill on special teams. Right. Seems like you guys have added a bunch of guys like that have come from other teams, leading in tackles, stuff like that.
It's very clear what they're thinking on special teams, and I'm excited to be a part of that, man. Like, you know, I don't think having a low standard on special teams is going to be acceptable here. And Yeah, that's how we want it. You know, we want to be a team that's gonna go out there, work, put in the work. You know, learn together. You know, grow together. But you know, we gonna make people adjust to us. We gonna make people, you know, like play at our level. You know, we gonna set the tempo. So I love that, man.
Because there are really two types of special teams guys in this league. Guys who just hang on to be in the league in special teams, and then guys like yourself. And
I don't know about that first one. You know what I'm saying? I don't know nothing about that first one. That's how I got my first look in the league, and I take pride in it. But like you said, a bunch of the guys that we brought in, they got the same mentality. We hungry, man, so I'm excited about it.
You have any thoughts on the new kickoff rule and how that might
happen? It is crazy that I actually was invited to come and be a part of that conversation up at the league office. They actually, like, listened to me. I had a voice, like, representing the players in the union. I actually had a voice there and got to contribute on, like, creating some of those rules. And the first thing I thought of was, like, dang, we're taking away the Wiz. That's taking away that, you know, that extra D tackle, that extra O lineman that's fighting to make the team. You know, that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to take away somebody's chance to make a team, but got to change the play to try to make it safer. They're looking at injuries. You know, I'm a little biased. I think there's a whole bunch of things that we can change to make this game safer. You don't have to start with kickoff. But if that's the way we're going to do it, like, I think the play got a little safer. I think guys are going to be able to make plays. I know some people think, oh, it's going to make more returns, but that keeps the play exciting. You know, it keeps the play exciting, but guys are going to get a chance to make plays. It's going to be some big plays on kickoff. It's going to be some big plays on kickoff return.